Today I'm delighted to talk to John Connell, best-selling author of The Cow Book. Hi, John.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good, and I'm delighted to be on Ross FM.
Thanks very much, John, for having the interview with us. I want to say congratulations on the success of your book. You must be delighted.
Oh, I am. I mean, little did I think that a book about our farm would capture the country's imagination. It's been a wonderful whirlwind of a few weeks since it came out.
Well, it's brilliant. So the book is number one bestseller at the moment in Ireland. How has it been for you since that happened?
Well, it's been non-stop. I've every week I've been doing promotion. I was in England last week. I was in Galway. I've been all over the country launching things. We had the Longford ploughing here last Sunday, and I was a celebrity guest.
I saw that on your Facebook page, and you did it.
So it's been really a whirlwind. I always dreamed about something like this happening, but I never thought it would be this book or at this time. So it's been a really amazing experience, and I suppose the great thing is it's a book about rural Ireland, and I suppose the rural people of the country are coming out and buying it, which gives you a great sense of happiness.
Yes, and I don't think there's ever been a book like this before.
No, not that I'm aware of. There was a shepherd in England wrote a book about his life as a shepherd, and it was very popular in England. But there's never been anything like this for farmers in Ireland or for rural people. And I suppose I just tapped into something that people care about. And it wasn't a deliberate thing. I was writing about I'd wrote different books about different things, but really in the end it was writing what you know. And I am a farmer, and that was it.
Yeah, because I read the book at the weekend and I really enjoyed it, and it the story just flows.
Yeah, I mean, it just, when I started writing it, it flew out of me like a water out of a tap. It was my whole life, of my whole community's life and my family's life. And I didn't have to, it's not like a novel, I didn't have to make anything up. All things that had happened, and I was going into a different part of my mind, in a sense, to access that. And it was a real joy to write from start to finish. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's what people are saying to me now, that there's a joy that comes across in the book that people really love as well. So that makes me really happy that they can see that and feel it.
Yes. So how did you get the idea for the book? Like, you were working on the farm and you knew all the ups and downs. So how did you decide, well, you know what, there could be a book here?
Yeah, well, So often in life it's someone else's suggestion. So my agent, I have an agent in London, and he said to me, look, you're on the farm, would you ever consider writing something about farming? And I said, now, who'd be interested in that?
Yeah.
But I wrote the first chapter, which was about me delivering a calf.
That's
at 29
right.
years of age, very late for a farmer's son now. But there was some little bit of magic in that chapter, and I said to myself, do you know, there's something in this. I'm going to keep going. And I was reading chapters here and there to family and friends, and they were saying to me, oh, this is great. And it just sort of had a magic to it. I don't know, will I ever be able to do it again? But it just flew out of me, and that's where the idea came from. And I saw that there was something worth talking about there, because rural Ireland really is the wellspring of our country, and it's where we have all come from. Even people from Dublin, most of them have rural roots. So it's tapped into that.
Yeah, it certainly has, because I come from a farming background myself, but the way I describe myself as a reluctant farmer, like your younger sister, I'd only be pulled out for emergencies.
Yeah.
But still, at the same time, when I started reading it there at the weekend, it was a bit, as you said, about you delivering the calf, and I was thinking, I was waiting, oh God, is he going to have to get the calf, Jack? And is it going to be okay?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have said to me who might have come from a farm but aren't farming anymore, they said, God, you brought back so many memories for
me.
And I suppose that's the great thing. You know, farming hasn't changed, really.
No.
I know we have a bit more modern technology, but you're still dealing with the same human and the same animal. So it really is the same. And you have I suppose you have the hard work and you have the joys and you have the sorrows when animals don't make it, and the joys when they're born. So I suppose it touched in with people, and it brought them back. Maybe it brought some people back maybe 40 years ago when they grew up on a farm themselves.
Oh, definitely, because when I was reading, as I said, the way I describe it is there's sad bits when something happens to the animal. They don't all make it. That's just the way it is on a farm. But then there's some very happy bits as well. I have to say, some of the bits that it was, for me, it was hilarious. It was really laugh out loud. The conversations with your father.
Yeah, well, Dad is a real character, and I mean, everything I am as a writer is from my father, who was a great storyteller, and he just has a real way with words, and I suppose the conversations that people are reading in the book and finding funny, there's the conversations that happen on every farm and every rural community. So we're talking about cowboys and Indians, or we're talking about maybe an animal isn't doing something and there's a bit of a row or whatever, but there's always a sense of humour there. And I suppose as Irish people, we are very funny. And I mean, even the book has one of my best friends is our parish priest, so there's an element of maybe Father Ted in there in the middle of the whole lot.
Yeah, because I liked the bit on your Facebook page about good luck with the book.
Yeah.
And we were all like, I was going to say she did good luck with the book, and I thought there's no need because he's already done it.
I mean, we have to take the mick out of ourselves as a people. You wouldn't be doing well if you weren't taking the mick out of yourself. I suppose the great thing about the book is everybody in the local community here has really rallied around it. And it wasn't when the book went to number one, it was like the whole county went to number one, and that was a lovely thing because, you know, so often in Longford we don't have as many positive news stories. So it was a nice news story, and it was as close as I'll ever get to a county final.
Well, that's a lovely way to put it. And I liked as well then you mentioned the little county of Leitrim where I'm from, and we don't get too much mentions either. But you'd mentioned about, I think there was 5 marts in Leitrim, and how you met John McGahern at them.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, Leitrim is, my fiancé and I have booked a little house just for a few days in Leitrim for the Easter break, and I'm staying up in Glencar. And Leitrim is a lovely, lovely county.
It's scenic.
As is Roscommon now, don't.
Oh, that's okay.
Roscommon listeners thinking otherwise. But, I mean, if you live in the Midlands, and particularly for a Longford person, Roscommon and Leitrim are, we're all neighbours, but you float in and out of the three counties, and you know, I bought a new ram there in Roscommon Mart in the summer at the Texel sale. I would go up to Leitrim to the Mart there, the 5 Marts in Leitrim. So I was in Carrick there last Friday, and I was talking at a book reading, and you know, the three counties we're very close. And you can see that there's a lot of intermarriage with Roscommon people and Longford people and Leitrim people.
Oh, definitely.
In a way that we wouldn't be as close to Westmeath people, funnily enough.
That's very true. So just come back a little bit to the book there again. I was wondering then when I was looking at, is he going to name some of the animals? But as you were saying, there are so many animals, you don't name them all, but two of them kind of stood out for me, or three of them rather. There was Red, the little calf, and then there was Ossol as well.
Well, Ossol is, you know, Ossol was our donkey. She's a lovely animal, and then Red. I don't want to give away too much, but
no.
Sometimes you have a little particular calf that's born, and you have a little connection with it. And you know, any farmer that tells you, "Oh, I wouldn't care if an animal lived or died," well, they're telling you a lie.
Yeah.
You know, and you do care when things go wrong or right. And as I say, you know, if you didn't care about the animals, you wouldn't be getting up at, you know, 2 in the morning to check on them.
True.
And Red, the story of Red is he's a little calf. It's the story of many a calf on many a farm where the calf got sick. And it's about the journey of trying to get them better.
I know.
So I think, you know, you don't name all the animals, but you have an affection for them all. And you know, our cows are really named after the marts they're bought in. So you could have the Manor Hamilton Red. Our ram is called the Roscommon Ram. So, you know,
do you have any Mohel ones?
We have a Mohel lady. Yeah, we have a Mohel lady, and
she could be Mohel Moo.
Mohel Moo. Yeah, we have We have cows from, there'll be a good few Leitrim and Roscommon cows there now. So
very good.
They'll all be really good ladies. And I suppose, I hope there's a few Longford cows in Roscommon farmers' herds that might be listening today. So
there could be Longford Lily.
Longford Lily, exactly.
Or Longford Layla. My favourite character myself from the animals there was Little Vinny the dog.
Oh, yes. Well, Vinny is a real scut. And, I suppose it was my own fault. He got a little bit giddy with the lambs, and he was biting a few of their ears and stuff. But he's a good dog and he's calmed down, and he's there in the yard now, and he's keeping us all company, which is great. And it took us a long time. We had a little dog years ago and she died, and it took us a long time to find the replacement. But Vinny is that replacement, and he's a wonderful animal.
Yeah, because it tells in the book the story about Vinny. Vinny was nearly gone, and I was saying, oh, I hope he doesn't now. But I was delighted then when he did come back.
Yeah. No, look, a lot of people do ask me about him and how he's doing. But he's a good collie dog. He's doing fine.
Good lad. And John, why do you think the book has been so successful?
Well, Mary, I mentioned there earlier, I think it's the story of all our lives. And really, the book is about rural Ireland. But it's also about a book about a man falling in love with life again. And in many ways, we hear a lot of bad news stories.
Yeah.
But when you read this book, people have heard of my story now in the last few weeks, there's a great joy in it. And I think people can celebrate in that. And because we see our own life reflected in it. And I'm only a normal farmer who's a writer, but I think a lot of people have said to me, well, you know, that reminded me of our house, or that thing happened to me, or, I had a health problem and that happened to me. And, I think it has connected on that level. And then we as a country, we really are a rural country, and we've come, I do say, it's like, certainly has felt with the book, it's like the whole parish of Ireland has come together, because you couldn't travel to one corner of the country without eventually meeting somebody that you know or a connection there.
Very
so
true.
We're very ingrained with each other, and farming really is at the root of it. Even, you know, people in Dublin, as I said, they're only maybe a second or one remove from the rural past. So it has tapped into that for people, and I suppose it'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry, and that's the sort of thing you want in a book.
It is. And just the last word from me on it, John, is that I thought the book was unique, and I think there's a film in it. So,
well, yeah, I mean, funnily enough, now I was in London for the English promotion, and my agent has said that he's talking to some directors. And there is some talk of maybe doing a documentary about it as well. So I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen now. It's all unexpected, as I say. So please God, it'll be good. And I suppose the nicest thing of it all is that people are going out and buying a book in the day and age when people are on their phones and everything else. They're making the time to sit down and read it, and that it's connecting with them. And whatever more comes out of it, it'll be great. It's all a bonus to me. So I never expected it to be this big. So everything is from here on, everything is a plus.
Yeah. Well, I hope you continue to enjoy the success, John, because to be honest with you, it's an inspiration.
Well, thanks very much, Mary. That's very kind of you to say.
Not at all. So thanks very much for agreeing to do the interview with us today. It was an absolute pleasure, John. And as I said, enjoy it.
Thanks very much, Mary. And thank you to all the listeners on Ross FM.
Not at all. Thank you. Bye-bye.